Crusenberry threw nine of them in that fourth inning. Stormy Rhodes, just five pitches. Crusenberry, though, back out here in the top of the fifth, taking on Tommy Guggins. First pitch is fouled down the left field line, and now an 0-1 count. Guggins, the right-handed hitting shortstop for the Dock Spiders, leads off the fifth inning with the Dock Spiders up 2-0. It'll be Guggins, Gellings, and Nunez due up. 0-1 count is popped straight back and out of play. Now 0-2, and Guggins, 1-for-1 on the game. He had an RBI single back in the second inning. That was the last time that the Dock Spiders, or either team, scored a run for that matter. Back at the top of the second. 2-0, the Dock Spiders, their other run came across in the first. Grounder towards third, picked up by Arusevic. Not quite. He'll field it off the ground after he dropped it out of the glove, and it is not in time. Guggins is safe at first base as that one ends with Guggins aboard the base paths. So a tough play over there at third base and not able to be brought in by Kareem Arusevic. He's back over at third base. He's kind of played a little bit around the infield, played a little bit of first, and he's DH'd some for the Rafters. First pitch on the way here to the next man. It misses low and in the dirt, and this time Barajas is not going to be able to make the throw over to second base. So it's a wild pitch that allows Guggins to advance to scoring position. Still nobody out in the top of the fifth inning and a two-run Dock Spiders lead. Jalen Gellings at the plate, right-handed hitting third baseman. Officially, that last play went in as an E5 as the first pitch on the way to Jalen Gellings was a wild pitch. The second one on the way makes it ball number two, and now a 2-0 count to the right-handed hitter. Righty-righty matchup. It's a soft grounder back to the mound. Barajas will pick it up, throws over to first, and got him. 2-3 on the putout, but Tommy Guggins does advance over to third base. So a runner on third with only one out in the top of the fifth inning. A sacrifice is in order for the Dock Spiders, and it'll be up to Devin Nunez to see if he can pick up his first RBI as a Dock Spider. No RBIs in his career just yet, even though he has been red hot for Fond du Lac this year, leading the team in batting average, although just over two games as the first pitch to him misses for ball number one. He's 1-for-2 in the game here and batting 5-for-11 in his Dock Spiders career. No RBIs just yet. A hit here could bring that one in. It's a grounder over towards second, and Akko's not going to have time to throw home. So he gets it over to first base. It's a 4-3 putout, but the first RBI of Devin Nunez's career, and it makes it 3-0 Dock Spiders in the top of the fifth. So he does his job, and it brings up Parker Knoll with the bases empty and two away. 3-run lead for Fond du Lac, and Knoll, the right-handed hitting center fielder for the Dock Spiders. It's kind of been the opposite start to the year for him. Knoll entered this game batting just 133 over five games and fouls this first one down and rolls on the third base line. 0-1 the count. Knoll 0-for-2 in this game, but both of his outs have been flyouts to the outfield. And all the kids here getting involved in the Let's Go Rafters chants. Trying to get out of this inning. It's an 0-1 count to Knoll. Pitch on the way, misses outside for ball number one. Now 1-1 the count. James Hankerson Jr. is on deck, but Crusenberry going to try and work out of this inning. Check swing, did he go? No, he didn't. Just barely. 2-1 the count now to Knoll, and Tristan Crusenberry trying to complete his five innings of work, and heck, he could be going six if he's able to work through this one relatively efficiently. This is pitch number 64 on the game, and that one just missing low and outside for ball number three, and Crusenberry thought it was a strike, and he asks, hey, where'd that miss? They say low, so 3-1 the count on the way home. Pitch comes in. This one misses inside, and it's a walk to Knoll as And that puts him on to first base. Season-long performance for Tristan Crusenberry was 5 innings back on June 22nd. And a little bit interesting, as Mike Spears will come out here and have a chat with Crusenberry, is his last start was back on July 4th. That was 5 days ago. And in that game, he did throw a fair amount of pitches for the Rafters. It was not his best start, but he threw 40 pitches in the game and then followed that up with a bullpen appearance just 2 days ago. He threw 23 pitches back on Monday, and, well, he did get hit for 2 runs over his 1 inning, but back out here, he is certainly a strong innings eater for the Rafters and trying to continue to show that off here. He's up to 4 2/3 innings, but a runner on first base with 65 pitches thrown. And if he's under 70 pitches, there is a chance that he comes back out for the sixth inning, especially with the way that he's been pitching. James Hankerson Jr. over there on the right side of the batter's box. He's a left-handed hitter, and a throw back to first base. It's in the dirt. Gets away from Lachlan Maude. He'll run over to it as the runner is now rounding second. Here comes the throw. It's not in time, and it's a two-base error. Parker Knoll going from first to third on the E1, and it puts a runner just 90 feet from scoring with 2 outs in the top of the fifth inning. Second error on a pickoff move from Tristan Crusenberry. That's the Rafters' fourth error of the game. Oh, man. First pitch on the way home. It's on the outside edge. Called for strike number one. You take these errors away, heck, it might even be a shutout performance right now. Only one of those runs is earned so far, and a swing and a miss here from Hankerson brings the count 0-2. Hankerson 0-for-1 in the game. He reached on an error back in the third inning, and he was hit by a pitch in the first. 0-2 count, grounder over towards short. Picked up by Carlson. He'll throw it to first in time for out number three. So able to get out of that inning. There was one run that came across, though. No hits. There were 2 errors in the inning, and the Dock Spiders left one on base. We head to the bottom of the fifth. It is 3-0 Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, 2 different times, 1 fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Well, it's looking like a pitcher's duel here into the bottom of the fifth inning. Stormy Rhodes still out there for the Dock Spiders, and why not? He's only thrown 41 pitches through 4 innings of shutout baseball. And the way that things are going right now, the Dock Spiders might be able to send him back out for the sixth, and heck, maybe even the seventh. He's averaging just over 10 pitches per inning. And it brings up Royce Clayton Jr. here in the bottom of the fifth. Only 5 pitches thrown in last inning for Rhodes. He threw 7 in the second as well. Royce Clayton Jr. leading things off. Right-handed hitting center fielder swings and misses at the first pitch to bring the count 0-1. Clayton 1-for-1 on the game. He singled back in the second inning. It's 3-0 Dock Spiders in the bottom of the fifth. Fond du Lac scored their third run of the game back in the top of the fifth inning on the RBI grounder from Devin Nunez. 0-1 count is in there for strike number two. Makes it an 0-2 count. Only one of the three runs that have come across have been earned on Cruz and Berry. Couple of errors in this game. Four errors for the Rafters through the five innings played, and that's been the real problem defensively as the 0-2 count is taken upstairs for ball number one. Now 1-2 to Clayton. And on the offensive side, there's been a couple of base running errors and keeping runners from scoring. The 1-2 count on the way misses outside, now 2-2. Last inning, it was a double play by Hiroto Kobayashi. The inning before, runner nailed at home plate by Jaron Sanderson on a laser from left field. 2-2 the count to Clayton. He sends one over to third base, picked up, and the throw from Gellings over to first is in time. They get the 5-3 put out and retire Clayton for the first out of the fifth inning. Well, at the very least, the Rafters have already seen five pitches from Stormy Rhodes, so they will surpass the five pitches thrown from the fourth inning. But still looking for that first run of the game. The Rafters loaded the bases in the first inning, weren't able to score. They had a double, and then that was followed by a single in the third inning. Last inning had a leadoff batter reach on the hit by pitch, but not able to score. Now Jake Beauchesne at the plate, the leadoff man for the Rafters in the batting order. He's 0-for-2 on the afternoon. 0-1 count is taken a little north of the zone for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Beauchesne popped over to first base back in the second inning. Grounded out 6-3 in the first. This is his third at-bat of the game. 1-1 count, grounded over towards third, and it gets under the glove of Gellings and into left field. Beauchesne is aboard. He's over to first base, and what I will assume is going to be an error for the Dock Spiders. And instead, it's going to go in as a single. So a hit for Jake Beauchesne as it just got under the glove of the third baseman Gellings. And now the Rafters looking to get on with their first run of the game, but they've had a base runner in all five innings now and still unable to send them home. Runner on first base gets a look his way from the mound as Stormy Rhodes throws over there on the pickoff attempt. Only one out in the bottom of the fifth. Rafters still in it. They're down 3-0. Left-handed hitter Kareem Arusovic at the plate. First pitch to him misses outside for ball number one. Lefty-righty matchup with Rhodes on the mound, and Rhodes, a double play is in order. He's already got one of them from back in the fourth inning. So Rhodes would love a ground ball here up the middle, but instead has a pickoff attempt back to first base. Make sure that Beauchesne doesn't work off the bag. And Jake Beauchesne for the Rafters, he's been slowly but surely getting back into his form. As yesterday, Jake Beauchesne came in as a pinch hitter and just trying to keep things rolling along as this is a fly ball down the left field line and reaches the Rafters bullpen as it's out of play. 1-1 the count. Arusovic 0-for-1 on the game. Back in the third inning, he grounded out 4-3. In the first, he drew a four-pitch walk. 1-1 the count with the runner on first. Pitch on the way home, gets a big swing and a miss. Now a 1-2 count. And back in game 43 of the Rafters season, Jake Beauchesne was a starter. He went 1-for-4 in the game. That was his previous full game appearance as another pickoff move goes over to Beauchesne. But Beauchesne did steal second in that game, his one time on second. So now a 1-2 count on the way home. It misses outside, brings it 2-2. So that means he got a quick runner over there at first base, and obviously Rhodes worried about him, but has to deal with the batter at the plate now. Kareem Arusovic, he's been very strong to start off his Rafters career. Entered this game batting 455, but still looking for the first hit in this game. Beauchesne takes off, but the pitch is fouled back. and remains 2-2. Arusevic back in the third inning. He grounded out 4-3 in the first. He drew that four-pitch walk, like I said. So it's been a tale of two different plate appearances, and now in this one, he's about to see pitch number 6 on the way home. It's grounded, no, lined over to third. Throw back to first, not picked up by Hankerson. Nearly had him on the double play, but instead it'll just be the one out on the liner. Caught by Gellings, and that was an impressive play. Was hit right at Gellings, but still tough to make that catch. So now two away, runner on first, and it brings up Junior Barajas. Still looking for the Rafters' first run of the game. And Barajas, the left-handed hitting catcher for Wisconsin Rapids, first pitch, he swings and misses for strike number one. And Barajas, man, oh man, what a start to the year for him. Tons of extra base hits, 7 over his first 8 games. Pickoff move back to first, but it's not picked up by Hankerson. Sliding head first, Jake Beauchesne back to the bag, and he's going to take a while to get back up. Hit the ground hard there, and Eric Robles going to go over and check to make sure that he's all right. Jake Beauchesne didn't slide back into the bag right, and going to do a little bit of stretching over there, make sure that he's all good to go, and looks like he is, as now Stormy Rhodes back onto the mound. And in this inning, Rhodes 15 pitches. It's his second most pitches thrown in an inning. He had 17 back in the first. 0-1 count on the way home is sent over to the right side of the field and gets on through into right field, but the runner will stay at second base. Barajas, his first hit of the game. Jake Beauchesne over to second base, and now the Rafters have 2 on with 2 outs in the bottom of the fifth. Junior Barajas kept his on-base streak alive last night with his game against the Woodchucks, but his hit streak did end. He had a hit in every game prior to last night, all 8 of them, and now he's got a hit in his 8th of 9 games. As Madden Akko steps into the batter's box, first pitch is taken inside for ball number 1. And while Junior Barajas went a little bit cold in yesterday's game, Madden Akko was able to pick up 2 hits. Akko's got a big opportunity here. He's got 20 RBIs on the season, a runner in scoring position, and the 1-0 count misses outside for ball number 2. Now 2-0, and as a team, man, the Rafters this season, they have really struggled with runners in scoring position and 2 outs. Madden Akko, however, batting .333. He's 6-for-18 with runners in scoring position and 2 away in the inning. 2-0 count on the way home. Grounded foul behind Ziggy on the third base line. And now a 2-1 count. Akko, 1-for-1 in the game. He doubled back in the third inning. Also drew a walk in the first. Trying to keep his strong afternoon rolling. Entered this game batting .316 with an .846 OPS. 2-1 count on the way. It's fouled back. Now 2-2. Runner still on first and second. Beauchesne is the lead runner. Junior Barajas on first. And Stormy Rhodes just trying to work through this inning. It is the most pitches thrown in an inning. He's up to 20 pitches here in the fifth. And just trying to work out of the trouble here. He's got a 2-2 count to Akko. Righty-righty matchup. Rhodes looks back to second about 3 times, now brings it home. It's sent out to center field, but straight away on the jog backwards, it is caught by Knoll for out number 3. And the Rafters once again leave them stranded. No runs on the 2 hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters left 2 on base. We head to the top of the 6th, and the Rafters down 3-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
The Rafters once again threatened against Stormy Rhodes, but not able to get any runs. However, they did have Rhodes throw 21 pitches. He's now up to 62 on the game, although looking like he'll be back out for the sixth. You know who is back out for the sixth? Tristan Krusenberry, looking for the Rafters' first quality start of the season. They have not had a pitcher go six innings, allowing three earned runs or less this year, but Krusenberry, one inning away from doing so, and he'll get the opportunity. He's facing T.P. Wentworth to lead off the top of the sixth inning. Rafters down 3-0, and Wentworth, he is 0-2 on the game. 0-1 count, gets a swing and a miss to bring it 0-2. Left-handed hitting right fielder, it's a lefty-righty matchup with Krusenberry on the mound. If he records one more out, it's a season high in innings pitched for Krusenberry. 0-2 count, misses away for ball number one. And Krusenberry entered this inning with just 68 pitches thrown. He's been uber efficient creating contact and getting outs. Only one strikeout in the game, but he hasn't needed the K's. 1-2 count, sent over to the right side of the infield, sliding, and Akko can't bring it in. It's into right field under his glove. And a leadoff single for T.P. Wentworth as he's aboard first base to start off the sixth. Brings up Jaron Sanderson to the plate with nobody out and a runner on first here in the top of the sixth. Still 3-0, the Dock Spiders lead. And, well, only one of the runs has been earned against Tristan Krusenberry, so he could still get the quality start by allowing another run, but, of course, doesn't want to do that. Jaron Sanderson at the plate takes the first pitch well outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Sanderson, he is 1-2 on the game. He singled back in the fourth inning. Flew out to right field back in the first. 1-0 count to him with the runner Wentworth on first base, who's taking off. Pitch misses high. Throw on down to second. It's on the line and got him. Oh, yeah. Beautiful throw from Junior Barajas. Another runner caught stealing, and it retires the only man on the base paths. One away, and the base is empty in the top of the sixth inning, but a 2-0 count to Jaron Sanderson. Sanderson, the right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup. 2-0 count is fouled back over the press box, and now 2-1 the count. Sanderson, one of the all-stars for the Dock Spiders, and not only that, he is participating in the Home Run Derby over in Madison. Man, I'm excited for that. 2-1 the count on the way home from Krusenberry. Pitch coming in. It's a breaking ball. Check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. Missed low. 3-1 the count. The Rafters have their own Noah Ruiz also competing in the All-Star competition. The Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game, both for Noah Ruiz. I tell you what, I'm excited for that. 3-1 the count is just low for ball number four, and so Jaron Sanderson takes his base. It's the second time he's reached today, and with that, it brings up Sam Pease to the plate with a runner on first and one out in the top of the sixth inning. Tristan Krusenberry threw 5 1/3 innings, and with a ground ball here, if it is able to be worked for two, he could get through six. The Rafters have had just one pitcher go six innings this season. That was Jeremy Jones earlier in the week, as the first pitch to Sam Pease is in there for strike number one. Pease, the right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-righty matchup with the man on the mound. Drusenberry looking home and will bring it in as it's fouled away to make it 0-2. And the Rafters had one game earlier in the year where they had to use just two pitchers. Still trying to go efficiently with their pitcher usage. Did see a man warming up in the Rafters bullpen a little bit earlier, but not anymore. 0-2 count, flare out towards shallow left field, running up on it, Beauchesne, and he'll make the catch for out number two. Brings up Jaron Cotton with a runner on first and two away in the top of the sixth. Tristan Krusenberry has set a new season high performance. It's the second longest pitching appearance for a Rafters pitcher. And Krusenberry is smiling over there as he looked back towards the Rafters dugout, and looks like Ziggy must have said something to him. Or Spears, as the first pitch to Jaron Cotton is fouled back. Ziggy, Tom Zaglowski, the Rafters field manager in his first year for the Rafters, and hasn't gone the way that he's been hoping for, but when I've been talking to him, he's still said, hey, I'm still learning things here, and you know, every day it's a learning experience. 0-1 count taken low, throw on down to second, and it's way off the line and into center field, but running up on it, Clayton's able to keep the runner on second base, so it goes in as a stolen base on the ball to Jaron Cotton. And Sanderson is now in scoring position. 1-1 the count, and Junior Barajas threw that one with a ton of speed, but just not on the line. And now a 1-1 count with the runner on second base. Swing and a miss brings it 1-2 to Cotton. And Tristan Krusenberry trying to continue on strong here. That was his 15th pitch of the inning. He's up to 83 on the game. And this one, you got to expect, this is his last inning up there in the pitch count after pitching previously. Runner fakes like he was taking off, but gets a pop-up towards the middle of the infield. Running up on it, Akko, he is under it and makes the catch for out number three. It's the first quality start of the season for the Rafters. Tristan Krusenberry, oh man. No runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Rafters try to get this offense rolling along. We'll see if they can when we return here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Hey Rafters fans, don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, it might have taken a while, but the Rafters finally had a quality start as Tristan Krusenberry, the opening day starter, in his fourth start of the season, he gets to go six innings, allowing just one earned run. What a phenomenal performance from him. And well, there is a man warming up in the Rafters bullpen. It's Tyler Pacetti, so a chance that he'll come into the game, but we'll have to wait and see if That is the move. He's at 84 pitches right now, but somebody who's at less pitches, Stormy Rhodes, just 62 pitches through his five innings, all shutout innings, as the first pitch here is a ball batted down the third base line, throw to first, not in time. Here goes McIntyre to second base as the throw goes wild, and it is taken, as that means that McIntyre will end up at second base. He was already on the move over there, and so he should step off to third base, I think, because he was on the way to second, and the ball went out of play. But, well, it looks like they're going to say that he only stays at second, so... so I guess he'll stay at second. Well, I guess I don't quite understand the rule from earlier in the season when the other team had the runner sent on the way home as it went out of play. And well, either way, doesn't matter as it's a grounder over towards shortstop, picked up, throw on to first. It's off the line, and Carlson tried to avoid the tag. He's safe at the bag. Oh, yeah. And now Carlson trying to slide back into the bag as it looked like maybe he tried to go to second, and the first baseman Hankerson trying to tag him, and Carlson goes wild on that play. What a job by Hayden Carlson on the base running. So I'm going to have to imagine that goes in as an error as the umpires will talk things over. The Rafters have runners on the corners, goes in as an E6 on that play. Carson McIntyre, he ended up on first base after a infield single down the third base line. The throw went wild, and he ended up on second base. And now McIntyre over to third on the grounder from Carlson. Carlson, though, reaching first on the E6. So quickly, two errors in the inning for the Dock Spiders. And now the umpire is going to meet with each other and confirm the call here as Hayden Carlson did reach safely. They said that the runner was off the base over at first. Carlson tried avoiding the tag at first and then, well, tried to stay in at the bag. He wasn't trying to round there, and they are going to confirm that he is safe. I think that's what the manager for the Dock Spiders was arguing, saying, hey, he was going over towards second, and then he went out of the baseline trying to get back to the bag, but they're saying, oh, no, he was safe at the bag and didn't try going. So now runners on the corners as it brings up Lachlan Maud with nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. Rafters still down 3-0, and at the plate, this one sent up the middle over towards second. 4-6-3 double play, but the Rafters do score a run. So they get on the board as Carson McIntyre comes home to score. No RBI for Lachlan Maud as it was a double play. But it does make it now a two-run game. It's 3-1, the Dock Spiders lead in the bottom of the sixth. And it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with nobody on and two outs. Kobayashi, the right-handed hitting DH, takes the first pitch outside for ball number one. That double play, the second of the game for the Dock Spiders. They had one back in the fourth inning, and it was off the bat of Kobayashi. He takes this pitch low for ball number two, now a 2-0 count. And Stormy Rhodes, still efficient on the pitch count here, up to just five pitches on the game. It's a grounder over towards the middle of the infield and gets on through into center. Second hit of the inning for the Rafters, as Kobayashi is aboard with a middle infield single. Brings up Royce Clayton Jr. with a runner on first and two outs in the bottom of the sixth. And Clayton representing the tying run of the game for the Rafters. Right-handed hitting center fielder. One on and two outs. Rafters down two runs. Righty-righty matchup. Stormy Rhodes still on the mound, still yet to throw pitch number 70. He's got 68 on the game. First pitch on the way to Clayton. Misses low and away for ball number one. A 1-0 count. Clayton 1-for-2 on the game. He grounded out 5-3 back in the fifth inning. He singled in the second. Advanced over to second base on a stolen bag as well. 1-0 count. Kobayashi leaning slightly towards second, but not taking off. The 1-0 misses below the zone to bring it now 2-0 to Clayton. And Clayton trying to improve upon the plate vision that he's been working with. And Clayton looking to at least get on base here and takes that one low for ball number three. And this is some of the things that you saw from him coming back from his injury that he had earlier in the season, kept him out about a week and a half and then returned. And since that point in time, you've been seeing him try to work on the plate discipline as a 3-0 count is taken right down the middle for strike number one. 3-1 the count. Stormy Rhodes still is in line for a quality start. He's allowed just the one run over 5 2/3 innings. 3-1 count is hit up the middle, and that will sneak into center field, diving past the second baseman. Back-to-back hits for the Rafters. They've got three hits in the sixth inning, and now it's back to the top of the order. Brings up Jake Beauchesne with runners on first and second and two outs in the bottom of the sixth. And a couple of defensive errors have kept this inning alive. So now Kobayashi on second base, Clayton on first, Jake Beauchesne at the plate, takes the first pitch low for ball number one. Beauchesne up for the fourth time this game, he is 1-for-3. Runner in scoring position with two outs. And the pitch on the way home is grounded towards third, but in foul territory. Now a 1-1 count. Still early in his Rafters season here. He did play last year, of course, but on the season, he is 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position and two outs. As that situation here, 1-1 the count on the way home. It's taken inside for ball two. 2-1 the count. Rafters down two runs here. A home run would give the Rafters a one-run lead. After trailing almost the entire game so far, ever since the first inning, they would love at the very least to have it tied. 2-1 the count on the way home. It's fouled off by Beauchesne. And his last time up, he singled back in the fifth inning. Ended up on second base, but was stranded there. In the second inning, he popped out to first, and he grounded out 6-3 back in the first inning. Now a 2-2 count with two on and two away. Rafters down two. Pitch on the way home from Rhodes. Swing and a miss for strike number three. And Rhodes is able to work out of the inning. Throws 16 pitches in that frame. Brings his total up to 78. And in that inning, the one run did come across for the Rafters on three hits. There were two errors, and the Rafters left two aboard. We head to the top of the seventh, and the Rafters looking to keep things rolling along as they try and make a comeback, hoping to keep it 3-1 when we return here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, finally, we get to see the bullpen as Tyler Pacetti comes out here, but not before Tristan Krusenberry went 6 quality innings. It was a quality start for him, the first quality start for the Rafters this year. So we have no idea how the Rafters do when their pitchers get a quality start, but going up against opponents who have a quality start, as Stormy Rhodes did lock his in, we do have numbers for the Rafters this season. When the opposing team has a quality start, the Rafters have really struggled this season. They are just 1-5. Grounder over towards third, picked up by Arusovic. Back to first, they got the 5-3 putout on the first pitch to Tommy Guggins. So 1-5 when an opponent has a quality start. They have gotten a win before, hoping to make the comeback here. The Rafters have their first quality start from their own pitcher this year, Tristan Krusenberry. Hands it off to Tyler Pacetti. And Pacetti, the righty on the mound for the Rafters, taking over and looking to keep the momentum in the Rafters' favor. His last time out was a very strong performance as this pitch misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Pacetti currently scheduled to pitch in 2 days' time as the 1-0 count gets a swing and a miss to bring it 1-1. He was initially going to start today's game number two, but got switched over to Friday's game, and now pitching in a relief performance. 1-1 count is a high chopper over to third, picked up by Arusovic off the hop, throw over to first, and they got him. Another 5-3 put out. Bunch of ground outs for the Rafters this game, but hey, it's allowed Krusenberry to go through 6 strong, and now Tyler Pacetti hoping to keep that in his favor as well. Pacetti now taking on Devin Nunez with nobody on and 2 outs in the top of the 7th. It's 3-1. The Dock Spiders lead, and Pacetti from Skyline College, a native of San Carlos, California. His last time out was back on July 4th here in front of the home faithful. Went 3 1/3 innings in that game, and he gets a first pitch strike to Devin Nunez. 0-1 the count. Pacetti did not allow a run in his 3 1/3 innings, allowed just 2 hits and 1 walk with 2 strikeouts. 0-1 count, drops in there again. Now 0-2 to Nunez, the leadoff man in the batting order for the Dock Spiders. Left-handed hitting DH. He is 1-3 on the game, has an RBI and a single. 0-2 count is hit out towards left field down the line. It will bloop in for a hit in front of Beauchesne. He's rounding, but now will retreat back to first base. It's a 2-out single for Devin Nunez, as it brings up Parker Knoll with 1 on and 2 outs here in the top of the 7th. And Parker Knoll, 0-2 in the game. He drew a walk his last time up back in the 5th inning. Was stranded at 3rd, however, with Tristan Krusenberry on the mound. And Krusenberry, what a line for him. We'll take you through the final line after this next pitch. Parker Knoll, right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup. Won't have time for the line as it's hit back to the mound. Pacetti over to first base. It's a 1-3 putout and an uber-efficient 7th inning for the Rafters reliever as Pacetti throws just 8 pitches in that game. No runs on the one hit, no errors, and 1 left on base. We head to the bottom of the 7th, and it's 3-1 Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, we can't read them by the poker face, deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
And a new pitcher into the game for the Dock Spiders. I know, finally, it's Zach White coming into the game, the right-handed pitcher who is transferring to Butler in this upcoming season. And, well, that is where, of course, Espen Simpson went to college his past year. And Simpson, a first-half guy for the Raptors, so a little bit of connection there. Is it brings up the bottom of the seventh here. The Raptors down 3-1 on the scoreboard. White, the right-handed pitcher, taking over for Stormy Rhodes after his quality start. First pitch on the way is called for strike number one to Kareem Arusevic, an 0-1 count. Arusevic, left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup. And with Junior Barajas on deck, Madden Akko is in the hole. That's who's due up in the bottom of the seventh. Raptors down two, and the second pitch to Arusevic misses outside. It's now a 1-1 count. Arusevic 0-2 on the game. His last time up, he lined out to third base back in the fifth inning. Looked like a surefire single, but a nice play over there at third base by Jalen Gellings kept him from scoring, as this one is sent high in the air towards shallow right field. Running up on it is Wentworth, and he'll make the catch for out number one of the seventh inning. One up, one down in the seventh. Brings up Junior Barajas with one out and the bases empty. Raptors still down two. Zach White looking at his numbers on the season. 15 and a third innings pitched across nine games. He's got two saves on the year. A 4.7 ERA and a 1.17 whip. Averages about 10 strikeouts per nine, so he's been a pretty good pitcher for the Dock Spiders this year. Junior Barajas at the plate, left-handed hitting catcher, takes the first pitch inside and it hits him. And Barajas is going to be back in the batter's box. They say that it doesn't hit him. Barajas had tossed the bat and was walking over towards first, and home plate umpire Anthony Brown says, you didn't get hit there. And Ziggy going down here to talk with Anthony Brown. So Tom Zaglowski, the home field manager, will go out and have a chat with Brown. Now Brown calling all the umpires together to see about that call, and Barajas thought for sure that it hit him. The umpire's just discussing it to make sure that they're all on the same wavelength, as third base ump Nick Barone and first base ump Aiden Sessler come together and have the meeting. And looking back up, they are going to say that it did not hit him. So instead, it's ball number one, and it's a 1-0 count to Junior Barajas. Well, if you're Barajas, I think you should like that. The way that he's been batting, you want as many at-bats as possible. See if you can put a big swing on this one. Raptors down two runs. I'm sure they'd love an extra base runner or an extra base hit. 1-0 the count on the way home, and swings and sends this one into center field, but it's straightaway center. Running up on it, it will be caught by Knoll for out number two. Two up, two down in the seventh. Well, not quite what Barajas was hoping for, so you know, now that you know what happened, you'd take the hit by pitch, but brings up Madden Akko to the plate with nobody on and two away in the bottom of the seventh. Raptors still down 3-1 on the scoreboard. The right-handed hitting Madden Akko taking on the righty on the mound, Zach White. Ashton Poole warming up in the Raptors bullpen. And, well, I would be a little bit intrigued if Tyler Pacetti didn't come back out for the next inning. He only threw eight pitches. Oh, man, that's a nasty slider from Zach White. Gets it called for strike number one to Akko. An 0-1 count. Akko 1-2 in the game his last time out. Flew out to center field in the fifth. 0-1 the count on the way home, and it's ripped foul down the third base line. And Ziggy does his signature dance move over there on third base. Flicks the hands from the right, hops up, and throws them to the left. Says, foul ball. Always a fun move that you get to watch. As now Madden Akko trying to fight with an 0-2 count. Base is still empty. White looks back towards second, now back home. 0-2 count, sent out towards shallow right center field, dropping it, will knock it down, a sliding catch in right field by T.P. Wentworth, and that is out number three. The Rafters three up, three down, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and we head to the top of the eighth. It's still 3-1 Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, it's Intern Olympics night here at Witter Field, and they've been doing some activities throughout the game, including myself taking part in a couple of them. This past inning, they had the pre-recorded video of, well, a game that we all played, but none of us knew who won it until just now. I just got to say, my team did end up winning. It included Ryan Williams, the cameraman to my left side. He also does a lot of other stuff. Helps out with the game notes. And also had our photographer, Becca Torncello, on it. And I'm forgetting who the fourth person was. Colby, of course, our food and beverage intern. That's what I'm just had whispered in my ear. Well, now back to baseball in the top of the eighth inning. And Tyler Pacetti back out to work, gets the first pitch called for strike number one. And Pacetti, the right-hander on the mound, sends another pitch on the lower outside corner for strike number two, 0-2 the count. James Hankerson Jr. up at the plate. He is 0-2 on the game. Rafters down 3-1, and a swing and a foul ball from Hankerson keeps him alive at the plate. And Hankerson, his last time up, grounded out 6-3 in the fifth inning. Had an error that allowed him to reach base back in the third, as the 0-2 count is barely outside, 1-2, and Hankerson was hit by a pitch back in the first inning. 1-2 the count on the way home, and this one is sent out towards left field down the foul line, and it will stay foul, not able to be reached by Jake Beauchesne as it lands for a foul ball. Sixth pitch of the plate appearance coming up next here. Hankerson Jr. fouled off two pitches with two strikes. Pacetti now fires and gets a swing and a foul tip as it barely isn't brought in by Junior Barajas. Popped out of his glove. Nearly had the out, but instead Hankerson stays at the plate. Three pitches fouled off with two strikes now. You'll see pitch number seven of the plate appearance here. 1-2 the count. Breaking ball is in there. Called strike three. Oh, yeah. What a plate appearance from Tyler Pacetti. And it brings up T.P. Wentworth with one out and the bases empty. here in the top of the eighth. Rafters still down 3-1, but trying to get back into the hit column. That last inning, they got a bunch of fly balls to the outfield, but all of them were brought in. As the first pitch on the way to T.P. Wentworth is called for strike number one. So they were seeing the ball relatively well off of new reliever Zach White, but unable to get anyone on base. 0-1 count to Wentworth, misses outside. Now 1-1 the count. And the Rafters turning to Pacetti in the seventh inning. He threw just eight pitches and allowed the one hit, but that was it. 1-1 count on the way. Once again fouled off towards the Rafters dugout and moves it 1-2. Bounced off the mattress. Not the mattress, the padding. I don't know why I thought about that word, but padding over there in front of Brent Gallegos and had him ducking. He was hit by a ball earlier off the dome and a couple games ago on a throw from catcher Nick Adrian. 2-2 count as that ball misses to T.P. Wentworth. And another pitch that misses makes it 3-2. And Pacetti, now the pitch count slowly working up there. Ashton Poole has been getting warm since earlier in the inning. So he should be warm and ready to go whenever they need him. In the case that Pacetti gets up to a specific pitch count, he is still scheduled to start, and a grounder back to the mound. It's going to be a tough play. Barehanded by Akko, flips it to first. Not in time. Oh, man. Nearly had him and couldn't quite, so it goes in as an infield single. It's the second hit of the game for T.P. Wentworth. And with that, it will be a call to the bullpen. So Pacetti goes 21 pitches, and they want to save his arm for his start on Friday, and that will do it for Pacetti's afternoon. New pitcher coming in. I assume that's Ashton Poole, and indeed it is. He comes into the game taking over for Tyler Pacetti, and with that, we will head to a quick break. So the Rafters down 3-1, trying to keep it at that, and it'll be up to Ashton Poole when we return here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapid.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green. Your foot slams the gas. Your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Ashton Poole coming into the game for Wisconsin Rapids here in the top of the eighth inning. It's still 3-1, the Dock Spiders lead, and Poole inherits a runner on first base with one out in the top of the eighth, and he'll be taking on Jaron Sanderson, a tough batter to face as Sanderson has really killed it this season. In this game, he's 1-for-2, looking to stay hot at the plate. He, of course, had the walk-off grand slam to finish off the suspended game that they resumed yesterday. And trying to keep that momentum rolling along, he'll take on the righty on the mound. Righty-righty matchup. Runner still on first base, and the first pitch is going to hit off of Sanderson. He's on for the third time this game, as that one went a little too far inside from Ashton Poole. So Sanderson on first, T.P. Wentworth on second, still only one out in the top of the eighth inning, and Giving you the numbers on Ashton Poole, a 9.56 ERA over 16 innings pitched. This is his 14th appearance of the year. And Poole, his last time out, went two innings, allowing two runs against Madison back on July 5th. Allowed just one hit, but had two walks in that game. And well, this season, he's been hit a little bit hard on the home run ball. See if that is the problem here. But Sam Pease at the plate trying to snap his cold afternoon as the first pitch to him misses outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Righty-righty matchup with two on and one away. Two-run lead for the Dock Spiders. Pease, the right-handed hitting catcher. And a pickoff move from Ashton Poole as he looks back towards second base. And still a 1-0 count to Pease. Jaron Cotton is on deck, and Poole hoping that a double play could get you out of this inning, and either that or just keep the runners where they're at. Don't want that runner over on third base. 1-0 the count. Poole brings the leg up, fires home, and this one is going to hit Sam Pease. Back-to-back hit by pitches have the bases loaded now in the top of the eighth inning. And the location from Ashton Poole a little bit off early, and the infield going to have a quick chat with Poole. Third baseman Kareem Arusevic going over to talk with him. And over on first base, Sam Pease on second, Jaron Sanderson on third, T.P. Wentworth. Still only one out, two-run lead for the Dock Spiders. It's been a great pitching performance all afternoon from the Rafters, and you don't want that to end now. He pitched back on July 4th as well for the